You have your Bibles, go ahead and turn to Hebrews chapter 6. Hebrews chapter 6. Appreciate every song that was led. I feel like the Lord just led in every song that was led. Good, and you put your heart into it. We thank you for that. It was an encouragement to me. Hebrews chapter 6. I know we just finished a Bible study concerning our church, and thought it'd be a little while before we begin a new Bible study. And I feel like the Lord's leading us to begin a Bible study tonight, and I don't know how long it'll take, maybe a few weeks, but I want us to consider the thought of refuge. You know, refuge is a provision of safety. Refuge is what we would consider shelter. It's shelter from pursuit. It's shelter from harm and danger, shelter from trouble. That's what refuge would be if someone is seeking refuge or seeking safety. They're a provision. That's a provision that's made for safety. And I thought about, you know, the Bible says that in the last days, perilous times will come. And even it's mentioned, you know, about the children being taken and different things that we're facing. It just seems like it's just so open now. And I know there's always been sin, but we're living in perilous times. I believe we are in the last days, the end times. And I believe that we are in those perilous days. And the reason I say that is because the word perilous means dangerous. And we are in dangerous times, times like we've never seen before. And with so many things becoming unsure, so many things, you know, even the country that we live in, it just seems like it's at a pivot point. You know, we're wondering, which way is our country going to go? Are we going to just become, you know, lawless, as mentioned even before church tonight, you know, about things just, you know, even certain states becoming lawless, just without law. And, you know, it looks like that we very well could just go to that way, go that route, to just become a lawless society. And even our lawmen and different officials and all the way up to the president just disrespected. They're being put in danger in many different scenarios where they're being put in danger. And so in these perilous times where it seems like everything is unsure, I believe it's good to know we are able to take refuge. We are able to find our safety. Hebrews chapter 6, verse 17. Wherein God, willing more abundantly to shew unto the heirs of promise the immutability of His counsel, confirmed it by an oath, that by two immutable things, in which it was impossible for God to lie, we might have a strong consolation who have fled for refuge to lay hold upon the hope set before us, which hope we have as an anchor of the soul, both sure and steadfast, and which entereth into that within the veil, whither the forerunner is for us entered, even Jesus, made an high priest forever after the order of Melchizedek. And some of this we're not even going to deal with. But the two immutable, you might wonder, well, what in the world are we talking about, these two immutable things. That means unchangeable things. And what this is basically a double promise that God has given us. First of all, He gave us His Word. And we know that His Word is sure. God cannot lie. So He has promised that we have an anchor for our soul that is sure and steadfast. But He went on, He said, but to confirm it by an oath. So God gave us His Word, and then He also gave us an oath that this is sealed, it's secure. We do not have to worry about whether God is going to hold up His end of salvation. So He's good to trust. That's what that means. The Lord will do to trust. We can trust Him when you can't trust anything else, when you can't trust the times, when you can't trust the people, when you can't trust, you know, things going on around you. We can trust the Lord to keep our soul secure. So God told us, you know, and He cannot lie. And The part that I want us to consider tonight is this. For us who are saved, first of all, let's deal with us that are saved. We have fled to refuge. When you got saved, you were lost. You were in danger of hell. You were in danger of dying in your sins. And whenever you realized that, you went to the Lord. You turned to Him. We say repented. We repented, or we turned from that sin and we turned to Christ and we put our faith in Him. We fled to refuge. Jesus is refuge. We fled to that refuge and we laid hold upon the hope that is set before us. That hope that's not, you know, wishful thinking. It's hope that's our confident expectation. It's hope that is secure. It's hope that is an anchor for our soul. So that being said, either saved, you understand a little bit about that because you've trusted the Lord. And once you have, you know that God is the one going to keep that sealed, with even sealed with an oath. And so if you're lost here tonight, I want to try to be a blessing to you. If you're here and you're unsaved, your greatest need in this life is to flee from sin unto your refuge that is found in Jesus. I know that sounds very simple, but that's the thought, and that's all I want to deal with tonight. We're going to deal with refuge in other ways, but for you that may be lost, you think of a child who is escaping danger. Just to give you a simplest illustration in the world, these young kids that come walking, and you know I'm waiting to shake their hand, and Brother Joyce, sometimes we have to kind of win their confidence over because, you know, a big man standing in the door and he's been up here hollering at them and, you know, they don't know what's going on. And then I'm standing back there and I'm waiting to shake their hand or speak to them or hug them and they don't know what I'm about to do. They think I'm the boogeyman. I'm going to grab them and snatch them up. So what do? They turn and they'll bury that head in mama's lap. What are they doing? They're looking for refuge. I've got to find some safety. You know, I did as a kid. There'd be times whenever trouble would arise, something would scare me and I would run. And whenever I'd get to mama, I'd just fall over in her lap and just bury my head in her lap. Just running to refuge. And what I want to focus on is that word flee. To flee, to run. The thought of safety, the thought of comfort, and the thought of relief, all this comes to mind, but we have to be willing to recognize the danger and flee, to run to our refuge. A little farmer that looks out across the prairie and he sees the F4 tornado coming right toward his house, right toward his farm. What does he do? He begins to collect everything that's important, children, wife, whatever he can grab, and he flees to the storm shelter because there he's going to find refuge. And Brother Jake, if you're running from a storm and you can see that thing approaching, you're not going to, the old word, dilly-dally around. You're not going to drag your feet. You're going to flee. You're going to run to that refuge because it's important. There's danger coming. There's danger approaching. So over the next few weeks, I want us to have that thought just kind of stamped in our mind that whenever you hear refuge, that means we need to run. We need to go to the Lord first and foremost. If you're lost, that's all you need to do. Nothing you can do about being a sinner. There's no way you can fix it. There's no way that you can make amends on your own. What you need to do is recognize the danger of being lost, and you need to turn and you need to go to the Lord by faith and put all of your faith in Him. Just leap into the arms of the Lord, so to speak, and let Him save you. Let Him give you that immunity, that comfort, that refuge. Look at 1 Kings chapter 18. Verse 44, 1 Kings chapter 18. We all know the story, Elijah, and how he prayed for the rain, and he prayed seven times, and he saw the cloud, about like a man's hand coming. In verse 44 it says, "And it came to pass on the seventh time that he said, Behold, there ariseth a little cloud out of the sea like a man's hand. And he said, Go up, say unto Ahab, Prepare thy chariot and get thee down, that the rain stop thee not. And it came to pass in the meanwhile that the heaven was black with clouds and wind, and there was a great rain. And Ahab rode and went to Jezreel, and the hand of the Lord was with Elijah, and he girded up his loins and ran before Ahab to the entrance of Jezreel." The rain is coming. Oh, that's the message that was sent to Ahab. The rain is coming. And get this, it's not going to be a light rain. It's not going to be a sprinkle. It's going to be a monsoon, so to speak. It's going to be so bad that you better get down right now, get in your chariot, and you get off this mountain as quick as possible. In the place where this particular incident was, they'd have mudslides and, you know, things like that. Your chariot being up on the mountain where he was at that time, it'd be dangerous. You'd fall off the mountain. So he said, if you're going to get down, you better get down right now because the rain is coming. What was he telling him? You better seek refuge. You better go to a place where you will be safe, because if you wait, you're not going to have that opportunity anymore. And this was so urgent, Brother Joey, that not only he send word and tell him to get on your chariot and get down, the Bible said the Lord was with Elijah and he girded up his loins and he ran on foot and he outran those chariots. He understood the need to run, to flee, to refuge. And that's just a simple thought, just a simple line of thought, but that's the mindset I want to impress upon us here at Clear Branch, that whenever there's trouble, I hear Brother Jake all the time make a statement, you know, in his prayer about praying for these young people. They have trouble, go to your parents. Look, that's a great refuge, young people, that you go to your parents and they can help you. But I tell you, even beyond parents is the refuge of Jesus Christ, that we can go to the Lord and he can help us no matter what. There's times, Brother Mike, when I face things, and maybe I'll go to my wife and I want to talk to her about it, because maybe she can help me with this. Maybe she can comfort me. And I'll go and I say, "Look, I'm in trouble. I've got this going on. It's a trouble to my heart and I need you to pray about it." Or I might, depending on how severe it is, I might call up, you know, a preacher or two and say, "Look, this is what I'm going through, and I need to know, how would you handle this?" And may talk to them just to receive some counsel. I'm looking for some security, some safety. Look, God is so much more available. And he never makes a mistake. And the Lord never puts a spin on it. And the Lord is never looking at it from a faulty point of view. Sometimes you can talk to somebody, and even with the best of intentions, they're looking at it with a faulty point of view. And even though they may mean well, they may give you some wrong information. So I want to stress that thought of whenever we're dealing with something, first and foremost, run to the Lord. Get to him, because he is our safety. He is our strength. He is the one. He is our he's our help. He's a very present help in time of trouble. Vain is the help of men. Our help comes from the Lord. Now, with that mindset, if you're here and you're lost, I want you to see the urgency. Even says he girded up his loins. The urgency of girding up the loins of your mind and running to your refuge. You're lost. It's time to be saved. You're in danger. It's time to be saved. You remember Lot? The Lord sent some men, some angels we might think of, to go down and speak to Lot. And he told him, you need to get up and get out of this place. The Lord's going to destroy it. I don't know that you could be in much more danger than that. God said, get out of here. Go and get your family and get out of here. And he went to those sons-in-laws, and those sons-in-law laughed at him. He's one that mocked. He lost all his influence. I'm sure that hurt. Sometimes when things get serious, Brother D, and we want to try to be a blessing to someone, whenever they don't hear it, that hurts. It's important for us to have a good influence on others, that people, they take you serious. That's why the Lord says, you know, teach young men to be sober and to be grave, to be serious about things, because there come a time you might need to be serious. He goes to him and he's very grave, he's very serious. Look, God said we got to get out of here, he's going to destroy the place. They just laughed at him. And so the men come to Lot again and said, we told you to get out of this place. And while he lingered, what in the world is he doing? The Lord has provided him an opportunity to escape. He's provided refuge for Lot and his family. All you've got to do is get to that refuge. And while he lingered, he's dragging his feet. He doesn't realize the danger, I guess. And so those men, they grab Lot and his wife and those daughters and take them outside of the city and set them there. And then they say, now you get up and you get to this mountain. Oh, can we get down to this little city? It's just a little city. Let us go there. Dragging around. When it's all said and done, they said, just don't even turn around and look. Don't look back. And there's Lot's wife. Just can't help herself. The danger that's been stressed to them. And she still, do not turn around. And she still got to turn around and look. Turn to a pillar of salt. She could have had refuge, Brother Mike. She could have been safe. Lot could have took his wife and his daughters. They could have got out of that place. But instead, she had to turn around. If you're lost, you are on the outside of refuge. You're not safe. What you don't want to do, Bible speaks of making lies your refuge. A lot of times, people will lie to themselves and oh, I'm okay. I'm going to be okay. I've got plenty of time. I hope the good outweighs the bad and all this kind of stuff. Those are lies. The devil is the father of lies. Bible says, don't make lies your refuge. They're not going to hold up. Speaks about that short blanket. It's like a short blanket. Can't get warm. Don't make excuses your refuge. Tonight you want to make Jesus your refuge. Remember Abner? I would talk about refuge without talking about Abner. As David, speaking at his funeral, he said, died Abner as a fool died. The reason he said that is because Abner died looking at the refuge. Abner died with the refuge right there. Just take a step and he was in. Just one step maybe or a few steps and he would have been safe. He decided he wasn't going to step on into the refuge. He was going to go over here and ultimately get himself killed. Died Abner as a fool died. He could have protected himself. He could have been protected from any harm. But instead, he chose to live on the edge. The edge got him. Now, let me change viewpoints just a minute. There's a man come to Jesus one day. He said, "My son is in trouble. I need you to save my son. I need you to help my son." He was scared, frightened. What his son was going through was just so much. And the man said to the Lord, he said, "If you can do anything, save him. Lord, if you can do anything, help him." And what I want you to see is this: Jesus did not help him right then. Jesus had instructions for him. He said, "If you can but believe, all things are possible to him that believe." This man, come out. "Look, I need you to help if you can." Lord let him know, look, there's safety, but you're going to have to believe. "I can help you, but you're going to have to believe. If you're here and you're lost, the Lord can help you. He can provide safety for you for all of eternity. But you're going to have to believe. You're going to have to put your faith in. Jesus is the door. Faith is the key that unlocks it. If you can believe, you will have the anchor for your soul, both sure and steadfast. I stand here today not because I've done anything great. I'm saved. And that is so wonderful. And I know I'm going to heaven. And I will never have to worry about hell. I'll never have to worry about a lake of fire. I'm saved. And the only reason I'm saved is because the Lord offered me safety. And I took it. He offered me refuge. And I accepted it. The Lord died on Calvary, paid my sin debt, and He offered me salvation, and I trusted in Him. That's the reason I'm saved. Isaiah 55 verse 6, "Seek ye the Lord while He may be found. Call upon Him while He is near." There's safety that's offered to you. Refuge. Don't die as the fool dies. Trust Jesus. Put your faith in the only begotten Son of God and have everlasting life. That's what the Bible promises. "For God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in Him should not perish, but have everlasting life." That is a promise from a God who cannot lie. He promises, if you will trust in Jesus, you'll have everlasting life. What refuge it is. What peace there is in knowing. When I lay my head on my pillow tonight, if I didn't wake up tomorrow, I'll lift my eyes in heaven. I'll be with the Lord wherever He's at. I'm going to be with Him. You can too if you'll trust Him. Last verse.